As promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Minnesota. He's in his third season with Minnesota, led the Golden Gophers to 7 wins, including a bowl win last season. Minnesota has the nation's longest non-conference winning streak at 17 games. They beat Fresno State in a thriller, double OT Saturday, 38-35. They're 2-0 on the year. They host Georgia Southern Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by P.J. Fleck. P.J., good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing elite, Jim. Thanks for having us on the show.
I knew you'd say that. I knew it. All right, so you're coming off that huge road win at Fresno State. You're 2-0 to start the season. I know you've got Georgia Southern coming up, but take me back, PJ, to Fresno State for a moment. You were going on the road to face a team that won 12 games last year. They gave USC all they could handle in the first week. How did you go about getting you guys ready for that game and for that challenge?
Well, we played them last year as well, and they ended up 18th in the country. It came down to the final play last year at home at TCF Bank Stadium here in Minneapolis, and we knew what kind of team they were going to be. Jeff Tedford's a really good football coach, and we knew they'd be prepared, and we knew they couldn't wait to get us back into their stadium. And it was a tremendous football game. Could have went either way. I think people understand how good Fresno State is, but especially around here, it's hard to be able to say, you know, because they're not Power 5, how good are they? They're a really good football team. And towards the end, I mean, our team showed their courage, their character, and our culture, and they found a way to win. And it was more of a refuse-to-lose mentality than just wanting to win. And we had to rely on other playmakers who maybe haven't made some plays in the past to make them, and they did. And our guys found a way to win.
Minnesota head football coach P.J. Fleck is joining us once again. You know, you find a way to win, and it seems to me also you weren't looking for just a nice comeback and then a loss in overtime. Of course, you trade touchdowns in the first overtime. You kick a field goal to take the lead in the second overtime before Antoine Winfield Jr. ended the game with his interception. What was going through you on that play, and how big of a moment was that for the program?
Well, they made a great play call, and the tight end, kind of a delay, wide delay, comes across the field and then runs a wheel. A lot of NFL teams have it. A lot of college teams have it. We have it. It's a really good play call, and Antoine Winfield Jr. takes a post at the safety position and then passes it off to the other safety and then whirls around and makes the play in the air. It's just an unbelievable play. It does exactly what he's supposed to do, but not only that, high points the football, cuts in front of the receiver, and then not only that, goes down for downtime. But we knew if we could be able to get him to throw the football, we'd be able to hopefully be able to make a play in the air. And our playmakers stepped up and made plays. You know, you need your players and your leaders and your best players to come through in the biggest moments. And Antoine Winfield Jr. is one of our best players, and he came through in that moment.
It's not like he hasn't done it before. In fact, that's the second straight year that Winfield's had a huge play against Fresno State. He has battled some injuries over the past 2 years. So what's it say about him that he keeps on fighting to get better and to play with his teammates?
Well, that's what Row the Boat's all about. It's just a never-give-up type mentality, his resiliency, the type of player he is. He comes from NFL bloodlines. You know, his father played so long in the NFL. So he understands football's part, being hurt's part of football. And you go through different things like that in football, and sometimes that happens to you. His response has just been absolutely incredible. It's been inspiring for our football team. And when he's on the field, we're a way better football team. And he knows that. Our players know that. And the play he made last week was unbelievable. Last year was unbelievable. But when you talk about Fresno, I mean, this is a team that beat UCLA, that beat Arizona State, that came down to almost beating USC 2 weeks ago, almost beating us. Very, very good football team.
P.J. Fleck joining us. You mentioned Row the Boat. You know, I'd ask you what's better than coming on the road or going on the road, coming from behind, winning a game in double OT. But how great is it then to go back to the locker room, celebrate with your team, and have John Legend join you guys to crowd surf and yell, "Row the Boat"? What was that like?
Yeah, well, we didn't tell our team that he was coming. Michael Brown Stevens is his nephew who's on our football team. And, you know, we got it all through compliance and the NCAA about John Legend being there and different things that he would have to need. And so, but I didn't really tell our team that because I didn't want the added pressure of some type of celebrity like that, a person that all I've listened to be there, put that added pressure. But I knew that if we could win, we could get him in the locker room somehow, some way at the end and address him, because that's an exciting moment memory that those players will always remember, not just the comeback victory, but have John Legend in the locker room. And to have him say, "Row the boat," even though he is a Buckeye, that was a nice 3 words coming out of his mouth.
That is cool. P.J. Fleck joining us. All right, so you're 2 games into your third season. How far has the program come in the time since you've arrived?
Well, I think we're getting there. You know, our culture is ever evolving and changing every single day. It's becoming more of a player-led team. And we talk about that. You know, bad teams, nobody leads. Average teams, coaches lead. And elite teams, players lead. This team is becoming more player-led. There's still about 80% of our football team that's still freshmen and sophomores. We're still really young, but the culture is really setting in. You know, it's not just my culture anymore. It's not the coach's culture anymore. It's our program's culture and the player's culture. And that's where we're really developing into in year three.
We're talking to P.J. Fleck. You know, you closed out last season with that huge win at Wisconsin, and then you had a blowout win over Georgia Tech in the bowl game. I understand that every season's different, but how much did those wins say about the growth of the program, and did that momentum carry over into the offseason?
Well, I think every season's its own entity. I don't really believe in carrying over momentum from one year to the next because it is its own individual entity and individual season. But one thing I will say is it brings validity. You know, everybody's looking for validity with a new coach, a new culture, no matter what program you're in the first few years. And you have to be able to provide that in the first few years or you start to lose support pretty quick. And I felt like the end of last year, of the last four games that we played, we were able to provide proof of what we were able to do with the youngest team in America. We were doing things that hadn't been done since 1994, with beating Wisconsin at Camp Randall in a very convincing way and having a very convincing win over Purdue and winning our bowl game by the largest margin of victory in the history of the program. So when you're able to do that with the youngest team in America, with a lot of freshmen playing, it starts to show that here's what we're going to do, here's where we're going into the future, and it starts to bring that validity to our fans, to our alumni, to our state, and to our administration that here's our plan, here's what it looks like, and it starts to show the proof.
Minnesota head football coach P.J. Fleck is joining us here in the jungle. Now, you've talked about how you like to have a theme for the season. This year, it's connected to movies. What's the theme, and what's the thinking behind it?
Well, the thing is to keep it fun. You know, football's fun. I think sometimes we lose track of that. We coach because we love to educate and teach, and we love the game of football. We coach a game for a living, and, you know, these are 2019 millennials. It's a different generation than maybe you and I were when we were growing up. And whatever's new today is old tomorrow, and everything's instant. And, you know, you got to keep things fresh. So to keep their focus, you know, we talk about a movie each week. And last week it was Indiana Jones. And we talked about how, because we had to go out west. Well, he travels everywhere, whether it's Egypt or wherever he's going. I mean, he can go out there and do it. And he doesn't have all these weapons at times. He's got to be smarter, and he's got to be able to find a better way to do things. And so we really just kind of connect ourselves with a movie that's based on what we need to be able to do to win. And it just keeps it fresh every single week. It really kind of separates what happened the week before to what's happening this week, really draws a line in the sand so you can separate it so there's no overlap. And that's what we're working on doing.
We're talking to P.J. Fleck. Now, P.J., you and I have talked so many times over the years, and we always talk about language. One of the words that keeps coming up now is the word how. The word how. Why is that an important word to you as a coach?
Well, because it doesn't really matter what your title is or what you do. I mean, a lot of people get put in a position, whether they earned it or not, they have a title. And I think we value so many titles in our society, maybe overvalue titles. It's how you do your job. It's how you do something. It's how you live your life. It's the story of your life. It's the Necton mentality, Prefontaine Pace, Farmers Alliance, the unconquerable will, your heart, your spirit, your passion, your want to. That's why football is one of the greatest games ever. Because it doesn't matter how big or tall or strong or fast you are, if you don't have the will, the unconquerable will to be the best player and the best teammate you can be, your team's not going to be the best team. And we keep focusing on the word how, the best we possibly can, how we do things matters, because on Saturdays, usually the best team finds a way to win. And we might not have all the five-star recruits in the world, that's okay, but we need to find a way to become the best team every single week. That happens to be on the field on Saturdays.
P.J. Fleck, my guest, for a couple more moments. Now, in the offseason, you had a couple of assistants join other programs. One was going back to his alma mater. The other received an assistant head coaching job. Seems to me a lot of head coaches might not like that, but you're in favor of that. You want your guys to move on. So how much pride do you take in growing the tree, so to speak, and then taking the row the boat culture to other places?
Well, I love it. I love when our assistants, go chase their dreams. And there's two types of people. There's one that allow other people's dreams to happen, and there's others that you make your own dream happen. You know, and when you're an assistant coach, you're helping a head coach make his dream possible, right, by supporting him and doing everything you can to help him become the best head coach he can be, and you're helping each other. You know, my job as a head coach is to serve my assistant. I know that sounds crazy because you think it's the other way around, but I do everything I can to make them the best they possibly can be and take whatever they can possibly take from me and then move on with that. I want them to grow, learn. I want guys to be head coaches. You know, when I interview coaches, I ask them, where do you want to be? What are your dreams? What are your goals? How can I help you? if you come work for me. And most of them say, I want to be a head coach. I said, I can help you do that, and I want you to do that. And I want you to learn as much as you possibly can about how I run a program and how we run a program. And you're going to like things and probably not like things. And then I want you to take that with you and then go somewhere else and continue to grow your tree. And then take the row the boat culture with you of serving and giving somehow, some way. Put it in the back of your mind and use it to however you want to use it into the future. But I love hiring really young assistants, giving them their shot, doing what we can to develop them throughout all the stages, academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually throughout our program. And then having their dreams go come true somewhere else as well. And if they can come true here, we want them to stay as long as they possibly want. I love when our assistants stay, but I also understand when they need to go. And I think some people, we hold on too tight at times, but I never want to limit my staff. I want their dreams to come true, and that's one thing we constantly preach in our program.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So a quick follow-up. You obviously want your players to grow and improve. You want your staff to grow and improve. But at the same time, you're looking to do the same thing yourself. So how different are you as a coach now than when you first arrived at Minnesota?
I think I'm way different. I think Heather's really helped me become the best person I can be, and the best husband and the best father, the best coach. My staff has helped me do that. I think I'm way more aware of everything that happens in the program. I think that I'm a lot more comfortable with my coordinators and really can take care of the culture. I consider myself the cultural coach. And, you know, I don't let a lot of the smaller things at times bother me as much. We have a certain way of how we do things and how we respond to different events. But I think I'm a little bit more poised than I've used to be. You're obviously more experienced, and I think the more experience you have, the more you can keep changing. And I think you're ever evolving. You know, I meet with a lot of coaches in the off season. There's a lot of coaches I continue to meet with every single year, and we talk about how we're evolving, how we're changing, what we're doing differently with the times. But I think that if you're not changing, you're going to get passed. You know, football is different in 2019 than it was in 2009. And I mean from everything, from recruiting to the practice schedules to conditioning to how you treat your student athletes to the experiences they have to the moments and memories they create. I want them to create these moments and memories because nothing lasts forever. Whether it's me being a head coach or them being student athletes, nothing lasts forever. So if we can create those moments and memories through experiences they have, that's our job as educators.
PJ Fleck, what a great conversation. Minnesota Golden Gophers head coach in his third season there. They are 2-0 on the season, coming off that win in double OT over Fresno State and hosting Georgia Southern Saturday. PJ, I appreciate you and that conversation as always. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Jim. Row the boat, Sky Mile, go Gophers. Thanks a lot.
You got it, PJ. Well done. I've had a number of conversations with PJ Fleck over the years. That's one of my favorites.